Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Infinite Weekly, where we got game reviews, we got gaming news, we got discussions, we got it all. And today, we have a very awesome, very long time and great friend by the name of Jonathan Reyes. We got Frost underscore Valentine, that is his PSN, his Instagram page, Cryos underscore the underscore animal, where he doesn't post much himself, but he does comment on cool shit and shows a lot of support. So if you guys want to follow him, you guys heard it here, and of course it's going to be in the show notes at the bottom. Today we're going to be unpacking couch co-op, development of couch co-op into the online multiplayer, and the experiences and friends you made along the way. Do you guys remember when rumors of games and their cheat codes used to be a thing? Well, we got you covered here today too on this episode of Infinite Weekly. Bro, yo, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
Doing great, Vic, man. I missed the hell out of you. And I want to start by asking you a question.
Oh, shit. I'm on the spot already. You can shoot me.
You and me are in no way like childhood friends.
Nah.
We didn't go to elementary school together. We didn't go to middle school together. We went to high school together.
Yeah, man.
But are you aware that was like half of our life ago?
Yo, dude, man.
I was thinking about that, and that blows my mind that we are still good friends like that. We are still good buddies like that. We still show support like that.
Yo, I cannot express the appreciation. I cannot express how happy I am to like just be able to like check up on you. You check up on me not too long ago. Yeah. That friend check. Oh man, dude,
only checkups are important.
For real.
PSA.
Yo, for real. Too important. We're all in this together, bro. Life is a journey together. I appreciate you for being on the ride because it's not easy. It's not easy. And I appreciate you also for being on the show today, man. It means a lot.
When I found out that you had this podcast, I was like, I knew I had to show support. And then you asked me to be on. I was like, you know what? That's the best way to show support right there.
Let's go. Yeah, it's funny because I was going through the list of like good friends and, you know, their gaming knowledge and like past experiences with them. And I was like, yo, I gotta get this guy. By the way, I call him J-Man all the time. You guys can refer to him as anyway, but this is my J-Man, man. I wish I could hug you right now. It's been too long. Too long. Sure, man. Yo, so we could start off by our gaming past experiences. Maybe talk a little bit about where you started with gaming.
I have a big brother. He always had all the best systems. He always had everything. I was always his player two. He's my player one. Oh. I'm always player two. I have a great appreciation for when you sit down with somebody and you really play video games with them and you just like click.
Yeah, bro. And
like growing up, I traded in my blood brother for like lifelong friends. Like we would sit down and we would play video games together. You and me have played video games together. You whooped my ass like a million times over.
Oh man.
You whooped my ass like under the table a million times over. Dude. And you know what? It was always fun.
Always. Always. It was good laughs, man. Just getting together at someone's house, eating pizza, some Chinese. Just putting on some video, putting on some background music or whatever, just playing games. Hours would fly by.
Yeah, hours.
Yeah, man. It was a different time back then, too. And I loved how you mentioned being the player, too, and sitting down playing with your brother. Because, you know, I'm like that, too. And still to this day, I still play a lot of games with my younger brother. You know, we had our past, but every day we would sit down, we would play all kinds of things. I'm talking like the classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Gauntlet. If anybody knows about Gauntlet, oh my god,
it's
like
Gauntlet. Yeah.
Over the top, like it's just arcade. It's so good. And we would play everything like Mortal Kombat, Shaolin Monks for the PS2. And we love playing things on like the hardest difficulty. But the thing that I loved the most was that's how we connected. That's how we made a bond. And just laughed, and there's nothing like that. And sad to say, while we still are able to connect with our friends online, and I want to ask you this too as I finish this, it's not the same.
Nah.
And I want to ask you, you know, so what do you think is like the biggest difference between the online and couch, playing on the couch, you know, just playing right next to you, right next to your friend.
Honestly, this is gonna sound really funny, but the body odor. To be in somebody's presence and to just like feel them right there.
Yo.
Even though you're both in like different walks of life, on that couch, you make an imprint on that couch when you play next to somebody.
Together, bro. Yo, I feel that. Even though the room could get all musty and stuff, that's, you know what that is?
Gets all musty. There's fucking like fast food flying everywhere.
Yo, but you know what that is? That's love, bro.
Controllers and shit.
Yo, that's love. That smell, you smell, you walk in there, you smell that, that's love. All the good love, all you know, all the laughter and shit, man. That's what it's all about. What was your first experiences playing like couch co-op? What are your favorite games to play with your brother and with your friends?
Let me start with my brother. It was always like the Mario and Luigi, the Super Mario World, where like you can bump between Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Fucking Donkey Kong Country.
Oh,
I would be Diddy
man.
Kong, or I would be Diddy Kong, he'd be Donkey Kong. It's my brother. He's always my player one, and I hope that I can get this out to him so he can listen and just hear how much I appreciate him.
Damn, that hit the heart.
We'll get to that when the episode comes out. But the N64, like, it would always, Mortal Kombat and all that stuff. Love Mortal Kombat.
Oh, man, we're going to get into that, too. You guys used even to play against each other?
Yeah, even though I'm not fucking good at it. Or, you know, I would just sit down and watch him play his fucking elaborate-ass games. Watch him play his Final Fantasies. Watch him play his Metal Gears. I would just like to sit there and watch him play.
Yeah, and there's a thing behind that, too. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it's not only just about playing. Watching is also an experience of its own, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I'm the older brother, and so my younger brother would watch me play things too. And sometimes he would make fun of me. I don't know if he was making fun, you know, like I would get frustrated trying to do something. He's like, you know, you lost or some shit like that. But even though that was still a thing where it's like we would have a conversation and he would chime in too. He'd be like, oh, try this or do that. And it's funny enough because my brother, my younger brother is actually better than me in like most video games.
I remember.
Yeah, that, yo, shout out to, oh my god, Jason, Jack777, dude, that kid is a monster.
I remember your kid, brother.
And it's funny because one of our friends, Gary Garcia, if you're listening, bro, I used to remember
Gary, him. I miss you, hit me up.
Oh my god, please. Gary. He used to kind of feel like my younger brother too, but he would always whoop my ass. And I thought I was good. But Gary
was a fucking monster.
Dude. In Mortal Kombat too. You guys were playing Mortal Kombat? Oh my god.
I could never beat him in anything. Could never play him in any fighting game. But that's the thing. I would spend days, weeks in his house just playing video games with him, just sleeping on his pullout.
Yeah, for
that
real.
In that tiny ass little room that he had behind his kitchen.
That was the room.
We would fit everybody in that fucking room.
Yo, for real, there'd be like 8-6 heads in there.
Yeah, I was the second smallest person next to Gary. We get 6 heads, and there'd be like fucking dudes that were like twice my size in there.
Yo, for real.
And if y'all hearing this, you know exactly who the fuck you are.
You got some loud ass.
No elbow space in there.
Yo, for real. Loud ass, big ass, musty ass. No, I'm just... It was like that when we would play Smash. I know Smash is one of our biggest games that we would play. Not only in classrooms and in like, you know, friends' gaming rooms and all that stuff, but I would go to libraries to play with people. And there was just something always.
Tournaments and shit, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other conversation. But it was just always about being in the room and experiencing the wave of emotions, of excitement, you know, like when somebody did something stupid or there was an upset or someone made a joke. It's not the same when you're online and you're speaking to someone through the microphone, because you don't. That's one of the things. That's one of the biggest difference I feel there is. It's just that wave of emotions, and that there's nothing like that human connection, you know?
Yeah, if anything, I feel like multiplayer online makes people more tense because there's more incentive to be better than the person that you cannot see. Other than if you're sitting next to your boy, you could just nudge him and be like, "All right, you got it. Like, you'll do better next time." Or you could just like completely be the best friend and just tell him how much he sucks.
Yeah, for real, like, yeah. For real, I just beat your ass, but you're trash. That's
You
funny.
trash, bro. You trash, bro.
Like,
I was never
you
able to tell anybody that they were trash.
trash.
I
And
was the trash.
but at the same time, it was all love. It was all fun.
Always.
That's a good way to put it when, like, you're online, because you don't really know what people do behind closed doors. So I guess they can get angry. They can let out their frustrations easier because no one's watching. And yeah, you do get that bigger incentive to be better. It's not the same. That touchy feeling, like when you nudge somebody, that's like sending messages to the person saying, you know, oh, good job. Or, nah, you got me that time, but I'm gonna get you back this time. Now, when you sit in front of the screen, all you're seeing is the game. You're not seeing the person. You're not feeling the person's energy, the vibes. I mean, you can over the mic, but it's not the same.
You know that moment. You've seen memes of this moment. You've experienced it. I've experienced it. The person on the other side of this podcast has experienced it. You know when somebody gets serious and they pull up forward in their seat and they put their fucking controller in front of their face, they turn the hat around, they get determined.
That is
That's a
gamer
great
mode.
moment to experience.
Hell yeah, for real. We've all experienced it. That gamer moment that I'm about to bust your ass. It's serious time.
Or like you busting my ass right now, I need to get serious.
Or like if you guys would be at the character select screen, here's another moment where everyone's like, oh shit, he's picking his main. He's done playing
That's
now.
why I always pick random. I never knew who I
Yo.
was good with. I was just like, I was there to just like fuck shit up. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna win. I'm gonna fuck shit up. But
Oh,
when
you
somebody pick their
definitely fucked
name,
shit up, all right. Was it you with the nines with Game and Watch, bro? Or was it
yeah,
bro?
was me. That was me, and that was Richard. Like I said,
Classic.
I'll go and support all the homies that I used to play video games with, that I used to sit down. I formed lifelong friendships through couch gaming,
Yup.
not going to college, not going out and just like going to events and shit. Like nah, like pretty much all the friends, all the lifelong friends that I have are fucking the guys from high school. But you can pick any one of those guys and they would tell you the exact same thing. I don't know, maybe we were just a different breed, you know?
It's a good tie-in, actually, now that you mentioned that. It's a good tie-in because I think we were the last generation of couch co-op in a sense. What do you think?
Probably, yeah.
You know, during the time we were in high school, that's when couch co-op was like beginning to fade out. Xbox 360, even the original Xbox, I'm not too sure, but I know there was less and less couch co-op games. And that was part of our upbringing. Like you said in the beginning with your brother and you being player two. A lot of us grew up with families, friends being invited over. Now, do people still invite each other over to play games, you know?
I mean, I have a regular game night with some friends. Not any friends from high school. Like, I've made friends out here, but it's more like we're adult friends, but we have a game night. It's not like I can just like pop up in his house and be like, "Hey, what's up, asshole? I'm here to like I brought some Chinese food, but I'm gonna drink all your soda."
Yeah, and I'm gonna spend the whole day here just doing
I
shit.
will spend the whole day here because I don't want to see my mom right now.
Yeah,
Nah, I love
so
my mom. I love my mom.
oh, shouts out to the
But not
moms,
right
yo. Wait, so when
now.
you do your
Shout out to my
friends
mom.
games, your friend nights, do you play video games or it's board games or what?
Both, really.
Wait a minute, hold on. Now we have to ask the question, what couch co-op games do you play? Well, what video game? Yeah, because I'm trying to figure them out.
Oh, it's like Jackbox games.
Oh.
Those are really fun. You want to like get to know people and get to know their sense of humor if you just want to laugh, like, but throw some drinks around, play Jackbox games. That's like adult gaming.
Those are relatively new, right?
They still come up with more of those.
Yeah, I've played a couple of them. I'm not gonna lie. Actually, shout out to my friends too. We before I left to Florida, we were actually playing one of those. Somebody would be in control of the scenes on the screen, and then the other person would have to make up a whole congruent story of random pictures. So like in one picture you would have a dog, and then in the next one there's like a, I don't know, it's like a fucking random kid in the middle of the ocean. You have to kind of like connect them two together.
What?
If I get the name for that game, I'll send it to you. But it was just the most random fun. It was a good experience. But I feel like those are the new couch co-ops though.
Yeah, but I wanna backtrack to what you said about us being like the last generation of couch co-op players.
Yeah.
Because like you said, around the time that was like around the time that the 360 was coming out and all that shit, like new consoles. But you also got to remember when massive multiplayer, like when online multiplayer came out, we were still playing with our boys. Like when Halo came out, we were still playing with the guys that were just over at our house playing Smash Bros. They would go home, they would get on Halo, and we would just play Halo because
Play
you couldn't really do that on the couch. They would go home, they would fucking get in the same clan in Call of Duty.
Halo. Yep.
And we would go toe to toe with people that weren't with their friends or other people that were just with their friends. It would be our group of friends versus their group of friends, and that's where I think the evolution, the jump happened between couch co-op and multiplayer.
Especially with the first person shooters, there was like an advent of mad games like that. You got Gears, Halo, Battlefield, Call of Duty, of course.
And then that eventually developed to, all right, I'm gonna play this game by myself, but still be online. And then I would watch my brother play this. I never played it myself because honestly, I wouldn't say that I never had any interest in it. I love watching him play it. I don't fuck with the 2K series, but the NBA 2K series. But he would always play that with like his best friend. Yeah, online, he would always play that with his best friend. Best friend would just like come over the next day and they would play a game just sitting down on the couch together. But they would play that online.
Oh, and still play online against other people?
Yeah. They would play against each other when they could, but when they couldn't, they would play against people online. But I'm saying like that kind of gets you in the space that I could just play people online. I don't need couch co-op. I don't need my friends to play. So then you just kind of stray away from playing with your friends and you just randomly play with strangers.
What do you think about the gaming developers too? You think they just moved away from the couch co-op for monetization, for money purposes? What?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's how paid, what's it? In-game purchases. That's how those happened. Like, all right, you want the up on your opponent? Well, give us like $13 and we'll give you this fucking gun. But
For
that's a
real.
whole other conversation.
No, actually. For real, for real. Microtransactions and all that.
Microtransactions, that's the fucking word.
Yeah. That's the fucking thing. I mean, everyone knows about them shits, man. But anyways, I
We will have a
wanted
conversation about that, but
to Yeah, for real.
now we're talking about multiplayer.
I kind of do also wanted to segue into Mortal Kombat and people spreading things through word of mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny because I wanted to kind of segue off of the microtransactions where like if you pay $15 you get this. Back in the day, you couldn't freaking do that. That was also another reason as to why you would play together with your friends, right? Because instead of doing microtransactions, you would be like, yo, I found this out. And then you would show your friend.
I got a story where it pertains to Mortal Kombat now.
Yeah, no, go for it. Shoot.
We're talking about like how rumors get started and all that. Do you know that in the like original arcade, they don't tell you how to do a fatality? They don't tell you how to do a brutality. You have to find that shit out from the homie that just fucking beat your ass at the arcade.
Exactly.
How the hell did you do that?
Yo, for real.
Me and my brother used to play Mortal Kombat, right? I remember he got this book, like this giant tome of Mortal Kombat 3. It had like all the characters in it, all their secret moves, their fucking backstories, character art, like hidden characters and shit. I would bring that to school. It was my brother's book. I would bring that to school and I felt like the fucking man because I knew all the shit about Mortal Kombat 3.
Because you knew everything.
I knew everything because I had this strategy guide that nobody else knew existed.
Oh my God. And again, you see, it's so crazy that you bring that up. You alone bringing that thing to school kind of brought you together to other people, right? To other gamers. You would share like, yo, dude, like, I know Sonya's fatality.
Like, yo, bro, I heard you like Mortal Kombat. Do you know who Cybot is?
Yo, he's like, who, like, what?
Yeah, he's the shadow dude. It's like, nope, he's not just the shadow dude. Oh. He's the first Sub-Zero. Like, that would blow people's fucking minds.
They're like, what? No. And it's like, nope, it's right here.
He's the original Sub-Zero? Then who the fuck is this guy? His
little brother. Again, that's how you would spread information, word of mouth. Mm-hmm. It's not like you would pay a microtransaction and they would give you easy button fatalities or you unlock the character new Cybot. That's how you would make friends. That's how you would discover things in the games. And trust me, my first kind of experience with gaming and kind of using a cheat code, because my older brother, he had a Sega. He had Mortal Kombat 2 and he had Sonic the Hedgehog, the first original Sonic. And I remember I would be struggling to get through the water stage in Sonic. Labyrinth Zone? Oh my God. But anyways, So one day he came home and he inputted a code in the main menu of Sonic the Hedgehog. And he was able to pick any stage he wanted. And my mind was blown. I could not believe. I was like, wait a minute. This is because that's the first time I found out what's the next stage, like after the water stage. Because he put in the code and he went straight to I think it's called Starlight Rose. I was like, I got to play the stage. How do you do that? And he was telling me, you know, like, oh, you got to put in a code on the remote. So I kid you not, bro. I spent a whole evening freaking like messing up my remote, trying to put in the code to do that. Because he never told me the code.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was like my first taste into, yo, there's secrets in games. I got to go find out that information. I got to go talk to people. I got to go find out where, because obviously there wasn't a thing as the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and again, that's a topic and that's a way that I connected with people. Like, oh, did you know that if you uppercut somebody on a certain part of the stage, you get a secret fight with Ermac in Mortal Kombat 2? No. Where? You know?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you can relate to it, but I remember the first time that I heard that shiny Pokemon were a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big, huge Pokemon person, but I know people were just like, what?
I'm just saying, like, through word of mouth, I learned of shiny Pokemon because I was playing, like, one of my cousin's Pokemon game. And I'm like, why does this fucking Pokemon look weird? Like, something's wrong with your screen. Something's wrong with your game. He's like, nah, he's just special. Like, what makes him so special? And then, like, yeah, that's how things get spread, word of mouth. Like, obviously, being the younger brother, I would find out things from my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
I would find out how to do things, and he would learn from his friends, and I would teach my friends, and that's how shit gets spread around.
For real, man. Back before the internet, microtransactions.
Back to the days when you and I, were doing couch co-op, playing in fucking Smash and shit. Yeah. I would learn combos that I would never even think to do.
Oh, for real. Again, you would get better at the games. Good point. Very good point.
And none were more scary than fucking we talked about him earlier, than Gary. He would fucking kill you. He would kill your ass in one combo, and it was terrifying.
Oh my god.
I would try to replicate that shit. I wouldn't even get close.
Yeah, for real. He would play with Ermac and Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mortal Kombat 2011 is the specific game, but
bro, when he got Rain, it was over.
Oh
god. He exploited that fucking thing that makes them float in the air.
Oh, it's like a bubble?
I never knew that that was a thing.
And he puts you in a bubble or something like that?
Yeah, he puts you in a fucking bubble and you float across the screen and shit. I never knew that that was a thing. I found out through playing couch co-op. And now fucking everybody would just go on the internet and be like, all right, best way to play this fucking thing. Best way to play this fucking character.
Yep. Or, you know, purchase this loadout or purchase this skin and get this.
But that's the other thing about couch co-op, the beauty of couch co-op. We would learn things from just our boys just sitting next to us. We would learn things. Not useful things, but things that, like, we weren't getting tested on it, anything, but we would learn about just, like, different strategies in video games. We would learn what fucking foods worked best with this kind of scenario. We would learn, what bitches were fucking hot. I don't know.
And the same thing, like, how you brought your book to school, you would just bring random shit to your friend's house, like, oh, I got this new game. And you guys started playing it and spent hours on it. Didn't even know anything about this game, but by the end of the day, you guys had a blast. You guys figured things out. And you can't do that anymore. There's another aspect to that, too. You would let people borrow games.
Yeah.
That is another thing that left with couch co-op. Letting someone borrow your game. You know, you would walk over to somebody's house like, oh, I wanted to get this game. Oh, I never played this. Go ahead. Borrow it. You know? Sometimes you would never get them back. But what was one of your favorite games that you borrowed from somebody or a fond memory?
Honestly, I borrowed Richard's Legend of Zelda game. First of all, I borrowed it and I never played it for like the first year that I had it. I just had it to borrow it. And I was like, you know what? Let me just fucking get through this game so I can just give it back to him.
Did you ever end up beating it, though?
Yeah, I think I did. I don't remember.
As we get older, you know, families, life gets in the way and all that stuff. So maybe that also has to do with the idea of couch going away. Do you have any thoughts on that one?
Well, we just kind of grew up and, like, we started having to adult more. But, like, it was easier to... I'm not going to say it was easier to get together, but it was easier to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already had, like, these past experiences. Like, I would... Like, I think it was, like, maybe 2 or 3 years ago that fucking Alfred came up and he kidnapped me. And we went to Javier's house for, like, a barbecue. And we ended up fucking playing Smash.
Well, of course.
And it was just so easy to just, like, stick around and play until, like, 3 a.m.
Oh my god. Yeah, man.
It was just so much easier and just
and
makes me really appreciate everybody that I went through that with.
Absolutely. As a freaking lily. I can relate to that too, especially me and my friends. Wasn't too long ago, you know, practicing for Smash tournaments, we would spend days at each other's houses. Days in a row. Like, first someone's house, and then we would go to somebody else's house, all to practice for a tournament.
You still talk to Devontae?
Oh, damn. Devontae's a brother, bro.
You think he's listening?
Oh, man. He's going to be listening, all right.
All right, then this is going to be a deep cut just for you and just for Devontae. This is the deep cut right here. It's going to be good.
Oh, shit.
Fuck Jet the Hawk.
Oh, my God. I said it. He said it. Yo. Didn't you tag us in a photo not too long ago?
Yeah, it's in my box with my GameCube. I still got it. I still got Sonic Riders.
Yo.
It's so bad. Why'd I never get rid of it? It's so bad.
But yet you still got it, though.
Yeah, I still got it.
Oh my god!
I think I just got it for the nostalgia.
For the memories, yeah.
I'll never fucking play the game ever again.
But you know, it's also part of the reason as to why we keep some of our games too. The couch club. I still have some like my 64. I don't have the Sega Genesis stuff. The only thing that I have is a Sonic the Hedgehog 2 cartridge. Do you have any of that stuff?
Yeah, I got my GameCube in a box right here. Like, I'm in my basement and I'm looking at the box that my GameCube is in.
Oh shoot.
Oh yeah, I'll put it on like right next to my girlfriend's PlayStation 2.
Oh man.
Like we got the systems down here. We got the Switch, the PS3, the PS2, my GameCube. I got a fucking Sega thing that doesn't fucking work, like one of those Sega classics.
Yeah.
At my brother's house, he still has our, well, it was his, but I had it for a while. He still has the N64 with a lot of the games.
Dope. Like all of my stuff, I have it at my mom's house back in the city. All I have is like my PS4.
Because my mom recently moved down to Florida. I know that's where you are.
Oh, shoot.
But nowhere close to you. Like y'all in different parts of Florida. But yeah, I recently went to my mom's house and I just like raided her shit and I just found like all my old stuff.
Oh, there's nothing like that one. That feeling. You dust off a nice thing.
I'm going to get a little bit off topic here, but no, I know you would appreciate this and I know somebody else listening would appreciate this. I found a box of my old like video games, but I was more excited to find the box of my old books in it.
Oh man, don't do it.
No. What book I'm fucking talking about.
Don't do it, man.
You know.
Oh, I know. Oh you my god.
Fucking know.
Dude, I have all right. I have the first three books. That's all I have, bro.
I have all fucking 10.
Oh my god, dude. Yo.
You know what? One time I got a little nostalgia. I was a little inebriated and I was going through my books and I found like this is going to get weird. I was missing home. My mom had just moved down to Florida. Uh-huh. And I opened up one of my books. Vic, I highly recommend this. Even if you like just get an old book, like a book from your childhood, like a book that you read in high school and just fucking open it and smell it.
Oh.
And that shit will take you back. That shit took me back to the old musty ass room that I had back in high school. It took me back to the fucking couch that we used to sit on. We used to play video games on. I lend you those books too.
Oh, dude, yo, I am forever fucking grateful. And again, that wouldn't be possible if you didn't sit down on the couch. Right, because mm-hmm. I remember you letting me borrow. By the way,
for anybody that doesn't know, me and Victor, we're talking about the Demonata series.
Yeah,
it's a young adult book series. Like we're talking about the Demonata series. That's me and Victor shared.
Highly fucking recommend anyone if you have not checked out that book series, please, 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 please. I would read those things again, all over again.
I recently started again.
Yo, dude, yo. But yeah,
I'm on book four.
That is, hold on. That's the purple covered one, or is that five?
The purple colored one was eight. That one's my favorite.
Wolf's Island.
That's number eight.
Oh, that one's my favorite. Fuck, man. Oh my god. Favorite. So I think the fourth one.
Number four is Beck.
Beck, oh, dude. Dude, Beck was, oh man, it was so great. I loved all of them. I loved all of them.
But seriously, I'm gonna get weird. Listeners, go through your old books, open them up, give them a whiff, what it takes you back to. It takes you.
For real.
Go for it.
I'm super glad that you mentioned that. It doesn't even have to be books too. It could just be your games, your old games. Open up the cases.
There is dust in my GameCube that's older than my youngest brother. Because I've had that fucking GameCube for so goddamn long, and I never cleaned the inside of it. I should really clean that shit.
Yeah, open up your consoles. Matter of fact, blow into an old cartridge. Let it take you back. Let it hit you in the feels.
Let that dust hit you right in the fucking nostril.
real good. Damn, man. And sometimes I could look at my Brawl case. I can look at my old copy of Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, it really does take you back. And there's nothing like this. There's nothing like creating those memories. Not to say that the games nowadays and the cases and all, well, that's a whole other discussion, because you know, you get a fucking case, it's just a game inside, and half the game is not, you have to fucking download.
Yeah. They don't come with like booklets anymore.
The booklets inside, talking about characters' backs. Like you said, with the Mortal Kombat book.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget those things. One more thing I wanted to touch on. Because developers don't make a lot of couch co-op games. They're all online. What was the last couch co-op game, besides Smash, because I that you actually remember sitting down playing with somebody right next to you?
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I play a lot of games with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that counts.
I mean, because
mostly it's just like we're playing the same game, or we're just like switch controllers.
Well, I mean, that's a thing. That's a thing.
I mean, no. That's not even true, because I do play. I want to say the most recent, and then I want to say like one that was very meaningful.
You go for it.
Most recent, playing Mario Party. With my girlfriend, her friends, that because she has friends out here. Like, mm-hmm. I moved out here to New Jersey, and she has friends, like lifelong friends. And we would play Mario Party whenever they would show up. Ooh,
that's a lot of fun.
Those were interesting nights.
I would definitely play a lot of Mario Party. I'm glad that you bring that up too, because me and my family, we love Mario Party. We love it.
But before I left, the week before I left to New Jersey, that's like maybe 5 or 6 years ago at this point, I remember I went to Javier's house and we played Rock Band.
Ooh, Rock Band.
I was on the drums and we played, I remember playing Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk.
Mm.
That song is fun on the drums. And then they even let me sing a song. Like, I sang Seven Nation Army.
Oh, shit.
I was so determined to just, like, not fucking leave. I'm not fucking going anywhere. And they're just all like, yeah, you gotta. Yeah, you gotta. And I was just like, damn. But that kind of makes me regret, like, not keeping up with, like, playing with them online.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got out here, I couldn't really do that shit because I was living in somebody else's house. I couldn't really be playing video games all day long.
Yeah.
And that regret not keeping up with them. Now I don't consider myself a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mostly just play games for myself. And if I go to a friend's house, I'll do couch co-op. But I'm always down to clown if, like, a friend comes over and we'll just, like, shoot the shit. I'm always down to clown for that. But I don't know. I never really could get in the whole multiplayer thing.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
I guess my couch is going to remain empty until my friends come over, or until I jump on somebody else's couch, and like, then my wings can spread.
Yeah,
until,
man.
Then, I'm just going to support my friends doing their own thing on multiplayer games.
Bro. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure everyone else appreciates you too, man. That's what it's all about.
Whenever anybody gets on Twitch, I'm right there in the chat like, yo, you the best.
Yeah, for real, yeah. The other day, yeah, you was, it was like not too long ago, I was playing Crash 4, you was on it.
I think I was the only one in your chat.
Yeah, bro.
Shit.
But yo, that's the support, man. And I appreciate you for talking about everything here today too, you know, with Mario Party, with your memories, with your brother, and, you know, just shooting the shit too. I think a lot of people also will take away a lot from this episode with couch co-op. I know if my family exists and we used to play a lot of Mario Party.
I expect somebody to fucking cry.
Hell
and
yeah,
be like,
man.
Yeah, man, this is the best days of my fucking life.
Oh, man.
Because I might fucking get off this call and I might just be like, I'm so lonely.
Nah, man. You know, you got people to hit up. You know, you got me to hit up too, you know? But yeah, man, I think we hit up on a lot of good topics. If anybody wants to be a part of the next Infinite Weekly episode, then please feel free to message me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's all across the board as Infinite Lives and Games, except the Twitch is twitch.tv/SethInfinite. And any last words, man? Any last things you want to say to the audience, or shout out to any friends, or where we can find you and reach you? Let us know, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I never pushed my brother's Twitch.
yeah. We had to all the way in the beginning. Throw it out. Throw out your brother's Twitch, your Twitch, whatever.
So his Twitch is Ayo Flee D. AYOOFLEEDEE.
Let's do it.
that's really the only fucking thing that I want to push. Like I said, you can fucking Cryos_the_animal on Instagram. I don't really post much, but I'm always like down to support the homies. I'm always one to cheer people on all their endeavors. Be like, yeah, you look good tonight.
You looking good.
You is a short king. I'm a short king. I am a short king. I guess parting words would be fuck Jet the Hawk.
I'm sure, yo, he's gonna listen to this episode. He's gonna be like, but yo, I just want to say again, man, I appreciate you for being on the podcast.
Anytime. I'm glad that I can do this with you. I'm glad that we opened up a dialogue again.
Yeah, that's what these things are for, too, man.
Almost like you're on the couch with me right now.
Oh, I felt that. Damn, man. Oh, man. So I'm going to close this out. Yo, guys, if you guys enjoyed the episode, again, please let me know. As always, stay healthy, stay safe, and of course, stay infinite.
Peace.